joint disease, rheumatism in the joints.
Did you have any difficulty in the early days with inflammation down here in the stomach with a pain? Now there's an operation.
Yeah, there used to be, and there's quite a bit of it. Yeah, that appendicitis, I guess, what you have referenced. I remember the first two cases that ever occurred here in Sierra. One of the women was a particular friend of mine, a neighbor, had been all the callers. The other one was a merchant's wife who came in here and put in a grocery store, as I remember, he and another man. And they were operated for appendicitis about the same, right along, just a day or two difference, I think. And the merchant's wife died, and the other one came very near dying, but she pulled through.
Did they call it appendicitis then? If you don't feel well down here, and you say you're what? Oh, I was just thinking that you've eaten something that didn't agree to
well,
you.
It could be colic or gas condition.
Yeah. Well, just is there just any general term you'd use if someone goes around?
Well, I think they usually use the term gas, that there's gas. And then you can have gastritis too in your stomach. I've had nearly everything. And the doctor x-rayed me. I got to where I couldn't, the esophagus, you know, it went past into the stomach. I could hardly swallow. Huh. It's way down here where dirt went up in my throat. And the doctor x-rayed me. And I asked him what that dark place was, showed the stomach, of course. He says, that's where the gas is collected. It's causing that trouble. You can see it in the picture, you know. Uh-huh. He called it gastritis.
Could you maintain your food then if you ate?
Yes, but it hurt me so to swallow it. I didn't hardly pass into the stomach, you know. Hmm. Even water or anything, food or anything.
If someone can't keep his food down, what do you say he does?
You mean pass the food at the table? Was that
no, if he eats and then he gets that feeling.
Well, I think that'd be a gas condition.
So
they used to call it colic, you know, having cramp colic. Well, after appendicitis came in fashion, well, you could ever hear of cramp colic. Did you ever notice that? You never hear of anybody having cramp colic anymore.
Yeah, I guess it's...
And old people, everybody used to have just... I know I like to cramp to death one time that way. I just call that colic.
Was locked bowels another word for appendicitis?
How's that?
Locked bowels?
Well, probably that leads up to a condition of that kind. And you know, if the appendix ruptures, that's a pretty hard thing to manage then. That poison gets out and causes an inflammation of the lining of the stomach or bowels. They aren't there to crawl through that either.
If, and to come back to this again, if Claude misbehaved, what did you do to him?
Well, I used to spank him.